This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is defending free speech and the right to protest while condemning those who break the law to do so. VOA's Jeff Custer explains.
As police have cracked down on campus demonstrations across the country, shutting down encampments or trying to, and making hundreds of arrests, Biden, speaking from the White House Thursday, said two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law, are being put to the test, and both must be upheld. He said it is not a moment for political points. It is a moment for clarity.
So let me be clear. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest.
Biden said none of the protests have persuaded him to change his policies towards Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a mistrial in a lawsuit filed by former Abu Ghraib prisoners.
A federal judge has declared a mistrial after a jury in Alexandria, Virginia, said it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict in the trial of a military contractor accused of contributing to the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq 2 decades ago. The mistrial came in the jury's 8th day of deliberations. Judge Leonie Brinkema said what happened in the case was absolutely appalling. Virginia-based CACI had argued that it wasn't complicit in the detainees' abuse, that any liability for their mistreatment belonged to the government, not CACI. The plaintiffs can seek a retrial. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said late Thursday he does not see signs that Hamas is going to attack U.S. forces who are building a pier off the coast of Gaza to deliver aid to the war-torn strip by sea. The new port just southwest of Gaza City, last week a mortar attack targeted the port site, but officials said no one was hurt. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After a 2023 fire season that saw unprecedented wildfires sweep through Greece, officials there are stepping up efforts, preparations as another summer approaches. But some experts warn it may be too little, too late to avoid another deadly season. We get more from Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan.
Under a $2.25 billion plan, Greece has tendered more than 1,000 fire engines and 7 DHC-515 firefighting aircraft, with plans to install sensors to detect smoke. 700 additional forest rangers have been hired this year. Crews have cleared 29,000 acres of forest since 2022, and another 17,000 acres will be completed by the end of May, the Environment Ministry said. But 5 firefighters and 3 experts say this isn't enough. The cleared forests make up only a tiny fraction of the nearly 18.5 million acres of Greek woodland. And some of the tendered trucks and aircraft will not be delivered for years.
That was Sean Hogan reporting. Gangs in Haiti laid siege to several neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince, burning homes, exchanging gunfire with police for hours as hundreds fled the violence Thursday in one of the biggest attacks since Haiti's new prime minister was announced. With new leaders taking charge of the country, Haitians are demanding that they prioritize their safety as gangs remain more powerful and better armed than Haiti's national police. New provisional data release by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicates that maternal deaths here in the country have fallen back to pre-pandemic levels. We get the details from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
There were about 19 maternal deaths for every 100,000 live births in 2023. That's in line with rates seen in 2018 and 2019. About 680 women died last year during pregnancy or shortly after childbirth. That's down from just over 1,200 in 2021, which was the highest level in more than 50 years. But racial disparities remain. The death rate in black moms is more than 2.5 times higher than that of white and Hispanic mothers. Excessive bleeding, blood vessel blockages, and infections are leading causes of death. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. says it has been trying to engage North Korea by sending messages repeatedly in various ways, despite Pyongyang's lack of interest shown in dialogue with Washington while escalating threats in the region. Some of those proposals include humanitarian cooperation and other topics for discussion, according to a State Department spokesperson. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.